In 2013, SNL hired the Los Angeles-based sketch group Good Neighbor. Kyle Mooney, Beck Bennett, and Nick Rutherford, friends from college, and Dave McCary, Mooney's friend from childhood, started making videos on YouTube in 2007. But this wasn't the first time we saw SNL hire a YouTube sketch group. Just 2 years before Good Neighbor formed, a little group called The Lonely Island were hired to join the cast of SNL. Welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Stevens. Good Neighbor's fan base and YouTube views continued to grow, but that was just the beginning. When Maker Studios, a YouTube production company, signed Good Neighbor to a revenue-sharing deal, there was enough money for the guys to quit their job and pursue this full-time. Performing regularly, Good Neighbor started two original sketch shows and simultaneously performed at friend shows, posted videos online, and toured the country. Soon, Good Neighbor gained Will Ferrell and Adam McKay as fans, with the two producing a Good Neighbor show pilot for Comedy Central. Ferrell and McKay weren't their only famous supporters. Apparently, the group could count Steven Spielberg and Louis C.K. as fans as well. The story goes, Spielberg's daughter showed her famous father a Good Neighbor video parodying the imaginary dinner scene from Hook. And after seeing it, Spielberg sent the group a note, encouraging them to keep at it. Here's that sketch. So in this part, you can't really hear, but Kyle Mooney is serving dinner, and it's empty dishes and empty pots and pans.
All right, guys, dinner is served.
What the hell is this?
I made a supper.
Kyle, there's no food on the table.
Yeah, there is.
Where's our dinner, Kyle?
It's on the table. We've got chicken, ribs, spaghetti, mashed potatoes, ice cream, jujubes, and Skittles.
Mashed potatoes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, just like Hook, there comes a point where suddenly the table is full of food.
Kyle, that's incredible.
Thanks.
Wow! Ribs!
What is this, a joke?
Mm-mm. It's dinner.
What do you mean it's dinner? These dishes are empty.
Oh yeah, if you look at it that way, of course they're empty.
Well, go get us some real dinner then.
But I made us a 5-course meal, Nick. You just have to believe.
Believe in what?
Believe in the best freaking meal I've ever had in my life.
Now that doesn't even make any sense. What are you talking about? Stop it! Stop eating that! Stop it! Oh, you're just gonna play imagination? Oh, well then why don't they take this imaginary vase and break it over your imaginary head?
Nick! You're doing it. You're believing. You're believing, Nick.
Then an episode of Beck Bennett's solo web series, Fresh Perspectives, showed him moderating a discussion with children, which eventually led to Bennett's It's Not Complicated ad campaign with AT&T.
America, welcome to Fresh Perspectives, where we tap the leaders of tomorrow for a fresh perspective on the issues of today. Let's welcome our panel, Nathan, Jasmine, Gus, and Reagan. Our topic for tonight, debt. America is spending more than it's taking in. To borrow or not to borrow? That is my question for the panel.
No,
we should... Go ahead, Jasmine.
What I think is fair is, like, people get $10 of a payment, and the rich people get $10 of payment, and the poor get paid $10 of payment. I think that's fair.
Are you saying that everybody should be treated equal?
Yes.
Now, Nathan, you were going to say something along those lines?
Well, the poor people should be, like, get, like, $1,000 every day, and the rich and famous and gets lots of money. Well, they should get, like, $10 every year.
So if the homeless, like, got
that much, 5,000, and the rich people got 10, then they would just become poor, and the homeless people would just become rich.
Right.
It would just switch and switch and switch and switch.
Sure. Nathan, you seem to be upset.
The government is making bad choices.
You can still find most of their sketches on YouTube, and we'll link to a bunch of them on our Twitter this week.
Hello, welcome for the Laker Los Angeles parade. We're here live to the show. Let's talk to some people. Excuse me, one question? Tell me. The Lakers did it. What are we gonna do?
I'm sorry to hear your question.
We're coming at them, and tell us. What the Lakers coming at it.
Oh, Lakers all the way. Oh, it was never no doubt that they were gonna make it all the way. You know, they struggled along the way a little bit, but hey, you gotta go through your ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
You know, at first it seemed like the Second City was the path to get on Saturday Night Live. And then the Groundlings started funneling people to the show. The UCB and stand-up soon followed, but now it seems YouTube can be considered a viable way to continue to be not ready for prime time. So I guess the moral of the story is everyone go out and start a vlog. I think. I'm not gonna lie, I've experimented with YouTube. That makes it sound like a drug. But, I don't know. I really like podcasts, obviously. But before podcasts, I was in music. I had a band. I traveled around. And I got lucky that when I started doing music, it was the time when anyone could really do it. You had GarageBand on your computer. You could upload your tracks to iTunes and there you're side by side to Coldplay or Katy Perry or whoever the band is of the moment, and it's exciting and it's scary because obviously the pool is a lot bigger, but it also lowers the barrier of entry, and that's what's so special about podcasting. That's why I'm a part of it, and that's what's always intrigued me about YouTube and posting videos online and stuff like that. The fact that anyone can do it. I don't have grand desires to be on SNL or be a performer, but I like creating. I like sharing information. I guess that's obvious. I like just putting challenges on myself to trying new ways to communicate and tell stories. So it's really exciting that people are now getting into some of these traditional places. You know, like I mentioned, The Lonely Island and Good Neighbor are now on SNL. One of the shows on CISO, Dave and Ethan, Lovemakers, they were a YouTube channel. They were comedians on YouTube doing a similar version of what their show is on YouTube. But the hardest part about creating anything, the hardest part about me sitting here in an empty room talking into a microphone or talking into a camera is just getting over some of that self-consciousness. But if I can be overly sentimental for a moment, I just want to encourage you that if you have an idea, if you have a concept, just start trying, start making it, start doing it. You're going to regret not doing it much more than trying and failing. And that's, I mean, even that is thinking, assuming that you're going to fail is not the best way to look at it. I probably should have reworded that, but whatever. I'm keeping this in. I mean, even this whole podcast is a weird experiment. The majority of podcasts that I've seen out there that are comedy related are just sort of the traditional live to tape, two or three or four people sitting in a room talking to one another, no real edits, low production. And I wanted to see what could happen if you took a subject like comedy and treated it like an NPR show. Now, I'm not very funny, and this is not at the quality of NPR, but just looking at the feedback I've heard from you listeners, shows that, at least with some of us, this is striking a chord, this is doing something. Will it look like this forever? I don't know. Will it get better? Hopefully. Will it get funnier? I'm crossing my fingers. But all that to be said, again, if I can just encourage you, go out and try and do something. It'll be worth your while. Thanks for listening to the show this week. As I mentioned before, we're on Twitter at CESO Show. That's S-E-E-S-O Show. Be sure to follow us this week. We'll be posting some of the sketches from Good Neighbor we mentioned, plus others. You can head on over to iTunes to download, subscribe, rate, and review. Tell your friends. Hope you had a great week and hope this next one's even better. Take care.